Well, we're getting to see you, as always, here as Trudy in the latest season of Chicago PD. What continues to challenge you about portraying her?
Well, you know, every case is kind of different. And also the jumping back and forth between PD and Fire, it's two very different sides of her. Fire, I'm a lot goofier, if that's the word. Fire, I'm allowed to stretch the comedic muscles a little bit more than PD. So that's always fun. I really love doing that. And you know, I still find stuff about Trudy really interesting. Because, you know, just when you think you got her figured out, she'll pull a fast one on you, kind of.
She does love to be mysterious. We know that.
She absolutely does.
She tries not to be, I think, too ingratiating or too endearing with her coworkers. Is that something that's always been there, that she distanced herself from her work and personal life?
Yes. And I think particularly, you know, in the first few years, she was, you know, she was an asshole to everybody except Hank, maybe. You know what I mean? But I think she's softened quite a bit over the years, but she still is the big boss. You know what I mean? She still is the one that has to run the whole precinct house. So I don't think she allows herself to get too close to anybody, particularly in the building. I think outside of the building is a whole nother ball of wax. I think she's much more close to her comrades outside of the building.
Coming into this new season, were you surprised when you read scripts that you would be working more with someone or someone's in particular, or is it kind of just par for the course that you love working with anyone that they throw at you at this point?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, you know, because it, how can I say this? You know, usually there's only three women, right? So it's rare that the three of us get our scene alone, the three of us. So when that happens, it's really fun. You know what I mean? Because they don't do that on TV very often. So I find that those are sort of my favorite moments. I don't know. I like working with all of them. And you know, Trudy has sort of a unique relationship to each one. She's mean to each one in a different way, put it that way.
Oh, I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know, there's a lot of attitude flying around out of her.
No. Over the years, there's been incredible storylines, and this season is no less than just as intense as it always is. How do you shake off a long day of filming?
Well, here's the good thing about television as opposed to theater. Theater, you're doing the whole story every night, 8 times a week, right? And so you go through that entire journey all the time. And with PD, you're shooting things in segments, and rarely is anybody in every single scene. So it's a little easier on the psyche than, say, going through the entire journey all the time. See what I mean?
Exactly. But also at the same time, you know, this is stuff you've done for a number of seasons now, so you kind of have it down pat as to what takes home with you, what you don't take home with you, or if you leave it even all behind at this point.
You can pretty much leave it behind, you know? At this point, particularly at my age, you learn to separate life from work. It's harder when you're younger, but you know, at this point, I pretty much got that down.
I think the fandom not just female fans of Chicago PD tend to really find a love for Trudy, even though she is sort of what I would describe as a curmudgeon at heart. What do you think it is that really has made her such a fan favorite and endeared her to the audience?
Well, I think everybody does enjoy watching somebody not take shit. Because I think everybody has to take shit so much in their real life that it's fun to watch someone else not take shit. So there's that. I also think there's a particular, I am a Chicagoan. I was born and raised here. So you do get a sense of place when I'm on screen, because there is no losing this Chicago accent. I think by the fact that I'm older, and I don't look like other people on TV in terms of, I wouldn't call myself gorgeous. So I think seeing somebody that looks more like you in terms of an everyday person helps as well. You know, there's nothing glamorous about me, and most people aren't glamorous. And so I think that that also helps in terms of being able to relate to Trudy.
Well, I mentioned that each season gets better and better. Are there particular episodes that have stood out for you as personal favorites throughout the years?
Well, I really did like the one where I lost my father. Like is not quite the right word, but it was fulfilling artistically, put it that way. It was really, I loved doing that episode. I also loved the beginning of, you know, here's the thing, I can't remember particular seasons, you know, like I can't say, oh, that happened in season five and blah, blah. It's all one big blur of a season, you know what I mean? So, but there, it was early back from COVID, when Hank was having a hard time adjusting to having to work in a different way and not being so violent, that I really loved watching, because it was one of the first times you saw Hank really vulnerable and not know how to deal.
Right.
And I really appreciated that.
Are there some episodes we should particularly look out for this season of Chicago PD?
Well, right now we're shooting season, we're shooting episode 8, and we don't get to know what happens ahead of time. So I can only talk to you about the first 8. And like I said, I can't remember even now. I can't remember particular episodes. It's all just one big blur of an episode. So I don't even know that I can answer that question. I'm trying to think. I can't answer it. I can't be particular about them, because we do so many in a season that I can't remember them all.
What does it mean to you then to be a part of such a long running series that is still such a fan favorite show?
I think most actors would tell you they would never in their wildest dream think that they would have a job for this long. We're very used to being itinerant workers. Mm-hmm. And so when we have a job, we're convinced that we'll never get another one. So to have one for this long, this is the longest relationship I've had outside of my husband. So, I mean, it's insane to have a job that lasts this long and in your hometown. I mean, I feel like I hit the jackpot. I'm so lucky. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So to be a part of this for so long, and the cast and crew are we're family now. It's like we know each other so well, and we've been working together for so long. It's it's incredibly meaningful. And you know, the way it portrays Chicago and with all its foibles, with all its problems, with all its and all its pain and glory, I think is also a real tribute to Dick Wolfe, that he doesn't shy away from, you know, rarely do you see a Chicago PD episode where we're in some sort of glamorous location.
Right. It's all grit.
It is showing everything about Chicago, and I really do appreciate that. I think that's kind of a big deal, and I'm really proud to be a part of that.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say how wonderful it is to see you when you get to do theater. Are there any plans for you to return in the near future?
Not right now. It's really hard. It's hard to be in a play because we get our somewhat short hiatus. We get like a month and a half off, and a play takes a long time. It takes, you know, 3 weeks just to rehearse the thing. So to actually run a play and do this job at the same time, having done it once, is too exhausting. I learned my lesson. I can't do both at the same time. So there's no plans right now. I'm hoping that, you know, in the next couple of years I'll direct a play, but nothing right now. I'm just kind of sticking with the job I have. You know.
What would you like to say then to everyone who continues to be such a fan of the work you do on our screens and of the show Chicago PD?
Just a giant bucket of gratitude. I am so happy that this show has taken root in people's psyche. I mean, and that they just keep coming back and wanting to see what happens to these characters and to this city. And I'm floored by the response to this show. Deeply grateful. So, you know, keep tuning in.